Maybe really the punishment of getting Yisurim, of getting torture, like of getting hit, maybe that's the worst punishment. So therefore, even though if we warn you for Dovra Chomer, it is considered a Hasra for Dovra Kal, but maybe Malkus is not called a Dovra Kal. Maybe Malkus, to be tortured, is called a Dovra Chomer. It's more Chomer than Misa. Why? The Yom HaRav, Rav says like this, Ilmo le nigduha lechananyo mishov yazaryo. If it would have been that Nebuchadnezzar, instead of just throwing him into the Kivshin Shalesh, if it would have been that we would have told them, I'll torture you, Negdu, that I'll beat you up, unless you bow down to this Tselem, to his statue, is Pochul Tzalma. Rav says, yes, they would have bowed down. In other words, to take torture is worse than to take Misa. That even though they said we're ready to be thrown into the Kivshin Shalesh and not to bow down, but if you would have tortured them, they would have given in. Sagav Tosa speaks out that the statue there wasn't in an Avodah Zorah. Because for an Avodah Zorah, we know you're not allowed to do it. You're supposed to be Moshe Nefesh. Savadei Chanani Mishavazai wouldn't have done it, even for torture. So therefore, Tosa says, we're talking about that this Selim here was the statue of Nebuchadnezzar. It wasn't really the Shem Avodah Zorah. But the reason why they were Moshe Nefesh was done because of Kiddush Hashem, for they really weren't Mechuyiv to. So therefore, Rav holds a svara, if they would have been tortured, they taka would have bowed down to that statue. But a koponim, we see according to Rav, that torturing is a worse punishment than being killed. So maybe here also, Malkus maybe is more chomer than Misa. So Mura says no. Oma le Rav Samo, parade the Rav Asa le Rav Ashi. Rav Samo said to Rav Ashi, v'yamrilon, some say it was that Rav Samo parade the Rav Ashi le Rav Ashi. V'loi shonu lecho, don't you make a difference? Isn't there a big difference between a hitting that has an end to it to a hitting that doesn't have a kitzvah, doesn't have an end to it? In other words, by Nebuchadnezzar there, they would have tortured them. A torturing of a Rosho has no end. That torturing is worse than Misa maybe. But over here, when Vezdin gives Malkus, it's not a torturing that it doesn't have an end. We know at most you get is 39 hits. And they examine you first. And if they see you're not healthy enough, you can't even take that much. They don't even give you that much. So kitzvah malchus is not that much torturing. It's not an ain lo kitzvah. There's a kate, there's an end to how much you receive. So of course, there's a svar that misa is more chomer, is more strict than getting malchus. So if this is the only kasha which is more chomer, then the proof should be good proof. Because if we warn you that don't hit, if you're killed, we'll kill you, that's an automatically warning for Dovra Kal to get Malkus. But again, Maskev lo Rav Yaakov min our pocket. Rav Yaakov min our pocket in this place asked a question like this, that this proof is good. Honicha le Rabbonin. This is a good proof according to the Rabbonin Shita. The Yamri that they say when the Pasuk says Nefesh, Takas Nefesh, it means Nefesh Mamish. In other words, even though you didn't have in mind to kill the pregnant lady, but like we said, the svar is neskavim horegazir. If you have in mind to kill one person and you kill somebody else, you take a chayiv. So according to the Rabbanan, the pasuk is talking about that there is a chayiv misa. We're talking about where you were warned first. Elo le Rebbe, but according to Rebbe Shita, the Yoma that holds mamin. This pasuk is only talking about to be mechayiv you money. Ma'ik lemeima, what could you say? Because Rebbe holds that neskavim horegazir's potter. Even though you had in mind to kill one person, but if you didn't kill him, you killed somebody else by mistake, you're potter from Misa. So the pasuk says, nefesh tachas, nefesh here, according to Rebbe, if you killed the pregnant lady, it doesn't mean we kill you. It just means you have to pay how much she's worth. So then the pasuk is not talking about a chiv Misa. It could be bechlal you weren't warned here. There was no asroah. So therefore, if there's no asroah for Misa, there's no asroah for Malkus either. So that's why it says, if you don't kill the pregnant lady, just you only kill the kid, you have to pay the Demei Vladis. The reason why you have to pay money and not get Malkus, as I'll tell you, because there was no Asarah, you were not warned. But maybe in the case where you were warned that there should be Malkus, maybe you get Malkus and not Mammon. So for this pasuk, there's no proof. Sigmar says, Elo Amar Rav Yaakov min har pocket, Mishmei de Rava mihocha, says it over in the name of Rava from another pasuk. I bring another proof for this Svara, that by Chayvul B'chaveru, when you hit your friend, the locker is, you have to pay, and you don't get Malkus. The pasuk says, "Im yokum v'hisalech b'chutz al mishantoi v'niko hamaka." It says what? If somebody gets up and the person's walking around healthy, then you're freed v'niko hamaka. The one that hit him is free. So as mashma what? Did the Sapa say we have to kill him? The pasuk is saying no. V'nikra makay you're freed. For the Gemara v'chisala daitchu, is there any havimina? How could you think? How could it even enter your mind? Shezem mahalach pashuk v'zem erag. That this person that you hit is walking around like got healed up is okay. And still the Zenerag, you are killed? Like, what's the Havmina? What does the Pasuk have to say? V'nikra makah, pshita, you're clean. Elo, the Pasuk is teaching us, Elo malamed, shechoyv shenoysoy. That the locker is, if you hit somebody and you put him into critical condition, that we lock you up in jail. Shechoyv shenoysoy. V'yamayis, if the person dies eventually from your hitting, is katlinen lay, we kill you, in the case where you had hasro. V'loy mis, but in the case the person does not die, but he gets well again and he's walking around, the locker is, the Pasuk says, shifto yitem v'rapi rapa, you have to pay the doctor bills and you have to pay his pay, the paycheck that he lost out, you have to pay him. So kids, the Pasuk is saying that you have to pay money if he's walking around. Now, for the Gemara Hechidami, what is this Pasuk talking about? If we didn't warn him before he started to hit him, like not to hit him, is Amai Mikdal, like Shita doesn't get killed. Why do we say we have to lock him up in jail to see that if the person dies, we kill him? What do we kill him for? He wasn't warned. We only give an Einish a punishment if you warn first. Elip Shita the Yasrabai. So Shita the Pasuk is talking about where we warned him. We warned the person, we saw him hitting somebody, we warned him, don't hit, maybe you kill him, and if you kill him, you'll be killed. So we warned you. Now again, the svar is, musul adover chomor, musul adover chal. If we warn you for a dover chomor like here, we warn you, don't kill the person, because if you kill him, we'll kill you. That's an automatic hasra for Malkus. As if to say, even if you don't kill him, but you're just hitting him, you're over the lab of Lo Yosef, don't do that either, because for that you're going to get Malkus. So it's considered like automatically you received hasra for Malkus. And still the Yama Rachman, the Torah says in the case where he does not die, but he's walking around, the locher is shifta yitain, v'rapa yirapa, you have to pay the doctor bills, you have to pay money. So we see clearly again that even though you're over the lab of Lo Yosef of hitting him, we say you don't get Malkus, but rather the locher is you have to pay the money and you don't get Malkus. On this the Gemara asks again, maskev lo Ravashi, Ravashi asks, Mimai, how do you know this svara? That the musul adava chomor have a musul adava akal. How do you know that svara? That if we warn you for adava chomor, it's automatically considered a hasra for adava akal. How do we know that? Dilma, maybe lo have it. Maybe it's not called adava. Maybe it's not called hasra. So maybe that's the male. There's no proof. The reason why you don't get malchus here is because maybe there's no hasra. Maybe he was only warned not to kill the person. But on the side, you don't kill him. You just hit him. Maybe for that there was no hasra. Even if you want to tell me that heve, no, since we warn you for dava chomer, for being killed, automatically it's considered like you were warned not to just hit him, and maybe you get malchus for that. Mimai, how do we know again the misa chamura that being killed is a worse punishment? Dilma malchus chomer, maybe to get hit is worse, to be tortured is worse than we have before. But this is another mandiyama, so the Gemara asks the same questions over again upon him, even though we asked his questions before. So this mandiyama we ask now also, to Yama Rav, because Rav said that if it would have been for the fact that if Nebuchadnezzar Russia would have tortured Hanani Mishovi Azayah, they would have bowed down to the statue. But now that he just wanted to throw them into the fire and kill them, for that they could take. And they didn't bow down. So you see, me says less of a punishment than being tortured. So, Malay Rav Soma Bred Rav Asher Rav Ashi, V'yamrilon Somsets Rav Soma Bred Rav Ashi Rav Ashi, V'loy Shoni Lucho, don't you make a difference here? Pein Hakor Sheyesh Lo Kitzvo, Li Hakor Shein Lo Kitzvo. Don't you make a difference for hitting that has an end to it? Like by Malkus, when the Bezdin gives you Malkus, it's at most 39. And if you can't take that much, they don't even give you that much. Mashenkin here, when it says that Nebuchadnezzar would have tortured them, they would have given in. That's because his torturing has no end to it. So such a torturing, Avada, that's worse than being killed. But maybe the Einish of Misa and Malkus, Avada, Misa is more strict, more chomer than Malkus. So for this alone, it would be a good proof. But the other kasha again was, who says that svar altogether? Maybe Dini Hasra needs that you have to be warned exactly for what punishment we want to give you. So we only warned you for Misa, that's not called a good enough Hasra for Malkus. even though Misa is more chomer than Malkus. That was one kasha. And Vaita Maskovla Rav Mori, Mimai de Bemezid. Who says this case that the Torah is talking about, where you killed Bemezid, and we warned you? And Venika Mikotlo, and then when the Torah says that the person gets up and is healthy again, you are not killed, that you're freed from being killed. Who says the question was whether we should kill you or not? Dilma b'shoigeg. Maybe the question was you killed the person b'shoigeg, not willingly. Because you were chopping wood, and by mistake the wood went and hit somebody. And the person, so the pasuk says that if he dies, then taka, you have to go to Golus. But if he gets up and is well again, the Niko, what does it mean you're clean from? Migolus? Maybe it's only a question of Golus? That if taka, you killed him, it's called you killed somebody b'shegeg, you have a chi if you go to Golus. When the pasuk says v'niko maka means that now that he's well, you don't have to go to Golus. So the cloud is not right from this pasuk to say it's talking about where there was hasra. So again, we have no proof in this pasuk that the din is by choyl b'chaveroi, that we say you get momen and not malchus. So therefore, these proofs are no proofs. So here we'll have to go back to what the Gemara said before on the Lamed Beis and the Beis, that the real proof was from the pasuk that says kasherosa ken yasaloi ken yinosen boy. From the pasuk ken yinosen boy, we dashin dovra sheyesh boy nesino omani umomen. There's a special gzeras akosav when you hit somebody, even though usually when there's malchus involved, we give you malchus and not money. By chayvul b'chaver and edim zaymim, these two places we have a ferish apostle to say that the din is you have to pay money and not malchus. Now the Gemara says Resh Lakish Shomar. Resh Lakish says Homani Rabbi Meihi. Does Resh Lakish is coming to answer again the original kasha we asked that before we asked the ruler to steer the two mishnayos in. That our mission in the first in the beginning of this parak here says Elo Narish Shlom Knas, that if you manas your own sister, you have to pay a knas, even though there's a lav involved. And the mission in Malkus says that you get Malkus if you manas your sister, you get Malkus. So the original kasha was Hakaimalon Dien Loikim Mishalim. The original kasha was you don't get both, you only get one. From the pasuk of Devar Shosoi, you only get one punishment and not two. So what's the steer in the mishnayos, and which one do you get? So far we had two terutzim, some Ulis teretz and Abiyachnas teretz, that one says the Yikr is Malkus, and one says the Yikr is Mammon. Now Resh Lakish wants to answer that Homani Rebbe Meihi. I'll tell you our mission here, and the mission in Malkus goes according to Rebbe Yeshita. That Rebbe Meihi holds in Malkus, the Omar Loikir Mishalim. Rebbe Meihi holds that when you have money and Malkus, you take get both, you get both punishments. He doesn't dash in Kedei Rishosoi to Pata Mammon and Malkus, but rather Malkus and Misa. In the case we have Misa and Malkus, there the pasuk says you get one and not two. Benachnami, when you get Mammon and Malkus, Remeyeshitrishichayiv too. Fred, so therefore it's very good the two Mishnahs, and our Mishnah says here you get Knas, and the Mishnah in Malkus says you get Malkus, because they're both true. In the case where you're minus a Chai Belavin, the locher is you get Malkus if you were warned because of the Lav, and you have to pay the money because you take a chayv money even though you get Malkus. For at the Gemara, I Rabbi Meir, if our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, then the next Mishnah is Shver. Next, why, if so, Afilu Bitanami, even when you minus your own daughter, you should also have to pay Knas. And the next Mishnah says that when you minus your own daughter, you're potter from paying Knas. And the difference is, by your own daughter, you chayv Mrs. Bezdin. And so now Mishnah is only talking about chayv Krisis. Things that you don't get Mrs. Bezdin. Therefore, we don't hold Chai B'Krisis as Kamlei B'Rav Minei. Therefore, you have to pay money. But the next Mishnah says, in the case when you're minus your own daughter, there you Chai Mrs. Bezdin. There the halacha is, you take have a Chai of Misa and you put it from Mammon. So the kasher is, if the Mishnah goes according to Rameya, so just like Rameya holds, like a Mishalim, the Chura should also hold Mishalim Umeis, Mishmi Chai of Misa also. So Mura says, maybe not. The Chitema, maybe you want to tell me that Rabbi Meir, like your Mishalim, is like true. Rabbi Meir holds the Svar of like your Mishalim. That he holds. He doesn't hold Kadei Rosh Hashanah, Patas, Mammon, and Malkus. You could have two. But maybe Mesa Mishalim less like. But we get a Chomedika Einish, punishment like Misa. When we get Misa, then he agrees to the other Pasuk of Osan that when you have a Chiv Misa, you're Patas from Mammon. For the Gemara of Eloi, does Remeya doesn't, is it true? Like, for Lord, does Remeya Taka say that you're potter? I'll bring you proof, not like that. That Remeya, even when you chayiv Misa, still you have to pay money. For the Tanya, we learned like this. Gonaf uvetofach b'Shabbos. Let's say somebody stole somebody's shor, an ox, or a seer. And the locha is, when you gonaf v'tofach, and then you made a shechiter on it, you shechted it, so, and you did it on Shabbos. So the locha is, remei hold yechayev dal v'hei. That's the locha in the middle of the weekday. If you steal somebody's shor, and then you shecht it, or you sell it, the locha is, you have to pay dal v'hei, depending on whether it's a shor or whether it's a seer. But our koponim here, it says that if you gonaf v'tofach b'Shabbos, you did this on Shabbos, so l'churu yichayiv misa, because you made the tficha on Shabbos, or else in the case of gona v'tofach l'avodas chachovim, you stole somebody's shor, and then you made a shechita l'shem avodah zorah, which also l'churu yichayiv misa, you being oved avodah zorah, and who adin the shor becomes also bano, or else gona v'shor haniskal v'tofchoy, or else you steal somebody's shor. That's a shor haniskal. Haniskal means the shor itself has a din on it to be killed. Let's say in the case that somebody's ox killed a man. So halacha is, Bezdin has to give a psak misa, that we have to make a skila, you have to kill the shor. Now somebody steals it away from you. V'tovcha and yishechs it. Halacha is, Mishalim tashlume yabo v'chamisha. You have to pay 4 and 5 depending whether it's a shor or whether it's a seh. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. But koponim, you see, if you shecht on Shabbos, even though you chayiv misa, still you have to pay money. For the chachomim poitrim, chachomim say in all these three cases, poshid, that you potter. So according to Kash, you see, according to Ramei Yeshita, that when you get misa, still you have to pay money. So Gemarain says, Yitmer, Allah, we learned on this, Amr Rabbi Yaakov, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, V'yamrilo, some say Amr Rabbi Yirmiya, Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, that Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Loi, V'chol chavruto, Mishmed, Rabbi Yechanan Amri. He all said it over the what? V'toveyach ha'idayachah. So we're talking about over here, not that the one that stole it, he himself made a shechita, but it could be he made a shliach, but tevech ha'idayachar, he told somebody else to shecht it for him. So the case is that Reuven stole somebody's shor, and he stole it on Shabbos, but just for stealing it, there's no issa Shabbos, you weren't over melacha, could be he didn't have to carry it out to Rishus Rabbim, you picked it up, you made a maisa gebur, and then you didn't shecht it, but you made a shliach shecht it. And like we'll soon see, we say the svar yeshlich dvar veira by tficha mechira. So therefore, it's considered like you shechted it. Therefore, you chayev dal vehi, even though you don't have the chiyuv misa. Because nageh to the melechah Shabbos, first of all, there we don't say yeshlich dvar veira, and secondly, the achronim want to say on Shabbos the chwala doesn't pass shlichus, because on Shabbos, what's mechayev you the melech is the fact that you're not resting. The issa Shabbos is the Torah wants you to rest. By doing one of the lama test malachas, that's the pshat, you're not resting. So you chayiv misa because you're doing a malacha that causes you not to rest. But over here, we make a shliach to shecht for you. Even if it will be considered like you made the shechita. But our core problem, you're resting right now. You're not doing a malacha. Your body is resting. Therefore, for sure, you don't have a chayiv misa upon you on this Shabbos. Therefore, that's why you chayiv dal vehei. So now the Gemara explains. The Chura, is this one Chayiv, and this one makes the Chet? In other words, do we say, Yesh Shliach Dvar Aveira? Usually the Klal is, Ain Shliach Dvar Aveira. So if you make a Shliach, you tell somebody to Shech the Shor for you, so the Chura, how is it possible that he's Chayiv, and he's Choyte, he does the Aveira and you're Chayiv? Why you Chayiv Dal Vei? The Chura, Ain Shliach Dvar Aveira? So my answer is, no, here it's different. Omar Rava says, Omar Rachman of the Torah says, V'tovchoy o'mochroy. By Dalet Vehei, the Torah says, if you shecht it, or else if you sell it. So Rava Darshan's Ma Mechirai Deyacher. Just like when you sell it, when you're selling it, there's always somebody else involved. You have to sell it to somebody else, you're a seller, somebody has to buy it from you. Is that Tfichai Deyacher? Who are them when you shecht it also? It's Ay Deyacher. The Tfich is also Ay Deyacher. In other words, that's the Chiddush HaKroa, even though usually we say Ein Shlich Dvar Aveira, but over here the Tvicha, Yechayiv, even Aydayachar. So if you make a Shlich to shecht it for you, Nogeh to the Dal Vei, it's considered like you shechted it, even though he's doing it on Shabbos. So he's talking Chayiv Misa, he's shechting on Shabbos. But according to him, you get the Chiyuv Dal Vei, because you are not shechting on Shabbos, you're not doing the Melacha, but there's a Chiddush in Yesh Shlich Dvar Aveira, that neged to tficha dal vei yechayiv. To very Rabbi Yishmael Tana, they learned the pasuk says v'tovchay oy machroy. So the oi, the in-between word, the oi, is l'rabbis as a shliach. Here is a shliach, it's a chiddush, you say, yeah, shliach of the bar aveira. To be chizki yitona, the posik says, tachas, is l'rabbis as a shliach. The kids here, there's a special posik to say that you say, yeah, shliach of the bar aveira. So mainly that's pshat in Remeya, that if you make a shliach to shechter on Shabbos, that's why you're chayav dalad vei. For the Gemara now, maskev lo mazutro, miyikimidia, is there anything? Dilu ovat ihu, if you yourself would shecht it now on Shabbos, you want to tell me loy mechayiv, you will not be chayiv to have to pay dalad vei. Because if you would shecht it right now, you'd be over the Issa Shabbos, the Melecha Shabbos, so you chayiv misa for that. Therefore, you're telling me now, Ramei agrees that when you chayiv misa, you're potter from paying money. So if you yourself would check that you'd be potter from paying the money. So, for Yovet Shliach Umechayiv, is it possible that if you do it, you're potter? And now that you make a Shliach to do it, that you chayiv, the Chur Alamo, the Yisrael of a Shliach is that whatever you could do, you can make a Shliach to do. But something you yourself can't do, you can't make a Shliach. So if you yourself can't get the Shliach money upon yourself, how can you get it by the Shliach? So Gemara says, no. Ihu lav mishum deloy mechayiv. If you yourself would make the tefich on Shabbos, it's not the pshat like you're not doing a mice and action that really should give you this chiv to pay back the money. It's not the pshat that you don't have the chiv. Ela mishum to come lay by the rabbi b'nei, but only for the fact that since you have a chiv for Shabbos, you have a chiv misa on you, the chiv misa, the rabba, the stronger punishment, that takes the place of the less punishment. So we say, come live the rabbi b'nei. Like in the Misr is the Mammon, so get like Bechlal Masayimona. So not the Pshat that when you did the Tficha, it's like Bechlal, it's not Mechayiv your money. Really, you did an action that should be Mechayiv to pay back the money. But since you did an action also that's Mechayiv your Misa, and we give you Misa, therefore we don't give you the Mammon. Mashenkein, when you do it Adair Shliach, since there you don't have the Chiv Misa, therefore the Chiv money you get, because really the Chiv money you can get upon yourself also. It's just that when you have a chiv misa upon yourself, that potters you, that frees you from the money. But here, the case that you don't have the chiv misa upon you, therefore it doesn't potter you, therefore the din is you have to pay the money. So the kid said, that's pshat and remeir over here. But really, remeir holds, when you have a chiv misa, that's why it's good the next Mishnah, when you minus your own daughter. Since there's a chiv misa's bezdin, it could be remeir agrees that you're potter from paying the kanas. Because when you have a chiv misa's bezdin, then remeir agrees, you say, come labor the rab minei. Remei only argues and it says, Leikum Mishalim, that even though you get Malkus, you're over Lav, still you have to pay. For at the Gemara, Ibutzavechai the Yachrif, this Bryce, now Remei is talking about, where you made a Shliach to Shecht for you, see if so, might Tamaya the Rabbon in the pottery? Then if so, what's the Svar? Why should the Rabbon say you potter? What kind of Svar is that? The Chura, since you're not Chayiv Misa for Shabbos, why should we say you potter? Like there's no svar of come labor the rabbi b'nei. So Gemara says, man chachomin, you know the chom shiter.